Motivation is not going to strike, so stop waiting for it and let's get started. Sometimes just a few minutes of effort leads to the momentum you need to get the job done. This Saturday episode is meant to be your jumpstart to get the ball rolling. You can stop at 5 minutes or you can keep on going. But either way, grab your donation bag and amaze yourself at what you're going to get done in 5 minutes. The doors are open. The spring 2024 round of Pruning to Prosper is now open. So ladies, if you are interested in running your home efficiently with God at the center of it all, then this is the program for you. It is going to be Thursdays from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time, beginning April 18th. So it'll be April 18th through May 23rd on Thursdays, 10 to noon. And we will have daily accountability and group chats to support you. So it's less time than the winter session, and the price is also less. $200 for 6 weeks, 12 hours of coaching and live Zoom calls with me and accountability. So take advantage of the less time and the less cost for this round of Pruning to Prosper. Grab a friend. It's always more fun with a friend. And you are going to talk about who we call to be. We're going to declutter. We're going to work out that grocery budget of yours. We are going to get a meal plan for your family, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for an entire month. We're going to talk about how we all feel overwhelmed, how we can implement some routines to make the overwhelm lessen. And finally, we're going to talk about finding our tribe, because we can't do this alone. We need our tribe of friends. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, please check the show notes for the sign up, and I will see you on April 18th. Take care. Good morning and welcome to a Saturday morning 5 minute declutter with me. My name is Gina, and on Saturday mornings, we just dedicate 5 minutes to decluttering one item in your home, and then you can either keep going or you can call it quits. But let's begin this Saturday, as we begin every Saturday, with setting our intention. Whomever or whatever is coming to your mind right now, let's offer up this 5 minutes of work for that person. I always find it's really easy to get a task done when I'm praying for someone else in the process. Secondly, try to unite a chore that you're not enthusiastic about doing with something that you do enjoy. So hopefully this podcast is that something that you enjoy. But if it's a longer day of decluttering, then maybe pop on a good Audible book or the music or something. Or if you have paperwork to do, maybe take it outside or take it to a coffee shop and do it on the computer there. Lastly, what is your reward for getting the job done? So keep it in line with the effort that you put forth today. So I always say to my budgeting clients, give little rewards as you pay off debt. But let's not go extreme. If you pay off $100 of debt, let's not go to Disney World, okay? So you know what I'm saying. Keep it in line with the effort, and that's it. All right. So today we're going to be moving away from the digital clutter that we've been talking about in the past few weeks with your phones, and we're going to go a little bit harder today. Today I want you to declutter greeting cards, or, you know, any kind of card that you got in the mail. It might be Christmas cards with the photos. It might be birthday cards, anniversary cards. Okay. I got 5 minutes on the clock and let's get started. So where do you even keep your memorabilia? So we're moving into a little bit of a harder category. And the reason I kind of save the harder stuff for the end is because decluttering is a muscle that we build. And I'll usually, if I have a whole house to do, I'll start with the woman's wardrobe, because like I've said before, once she figures out who she is and how she wants to dress and present herself to the world, it makes the rest of the house go a lot faster. And I don't let my clients hum and haw over items. If they can't decide, we just move past it. We say, okay, let's leave it and move on to the next thing. And little by little, that muscle builds. And sometimes we return months later, and that thing that they were humming and hawing about really is a no big deal decision. Because by then, they're seeing the benefits of less stuff in their house. They're seeing that
It's easier to clean. It's easier to maintain. It's easier to kind of move around the space. It's easier to find stuff. They're typically saving more money because they're not purchasing things that they know they already own, but they can't find them. But so you build up the muscle. And if you've been following this podcast, it's been 2 years of decluttering. So now we're going to get into like some harder things. So today I want you to declutter the greeting cards. And here's the thing. I always say to my clients, you can keep anything you want to keep as long as you have a place for it. So if you have a place to keep memorabilia, then go for it. But it can't be on the floor. It can't be on every surface. It can't be a hot mess, okay? So designate a certain amount of space for your memorabilia, which would include the greeting cards. It could be as small as a shoebox. It could be as big as a big Rubbermaid container. But it can't be the whole garage. It can't be a whole storage unit. And so you have to kind of set criteria, okay? And that kind of makes it easier. I always try to keep things in the positive. For instance, instead of saying, I'm going to get rid of everything or I'm going to keep everything, you say, I'm going to keep things that are, they tick the boxes of X, Y, and Z. So maybe you say, I keep all the greeting cards from my child's first birthday because I want to remember who was there, who celebrated. Or maybe it's every kid, I'm going to keep all the cards from their baptism. Okay. So you set boundaries for what you're going to keep. And then everything else, you enjoy it for a season. Maybe you display it on the fireplace mantle, but then you recycle it and it goes. Okay. Another way to do things is you keep it for a year. Because I think sometimes there's a fear that, you know, grandma's getting older, your parents are getting older, and it's like, I don't know if this is their last birthday that they're going to be here. This might be their last Christmas. So sometimes what I recommend is that you save things for a year. So you save that Christmas card from everybody. You save all the Christmas cards because then the following year you can look at them again and you can say, oh my gosh, we lost this person this year. And that was their last Christmas card. So then you do always ensure that you've saved the last one. Okay. Maybe that's not important to you. It doesn't matter. It's your home. It's your memories. You can save whatever you want to save. But again, it has to be in line with the space that you have in your home. Okay. Maybe you like to save thank you notes. I'm not a big greeting card person, and I save Christmas cards I used to save them for a year, and I don't even do that anymore. We save them just for Advent, and then after Christmas, when I take down the decorations, I look through them one more time, and then I recycle them. But the one thing I do save are the cards that come with flowers. Like if someone sends me flowers, and mostly it's my husband that sends me flowers, but there's always a little note that comes with it. I save all of those because it's not a ton, and I leave them in a pretty bowl in my china closet. And every now and then, I'll just go through, and I'll just read what the card was for. You know, some of them are for my in-laws because I had babies and, or maybe I had gone through a hard time and somebody sent me flowers. And I just like to look back on those little cards. So that's really my only thing that I keep all the time. Okay, we're down to 22 seconds. Try and wrap it up and set your criteria. I think that's the best advice I can give you is to set criteria for what you will keep. And then if something doesn't fit into that criteria, then you appreciate it, you send well wishes in your mind, your prayers to the person that sent it, and then you recycle it, okay? Give yourself permission to let it go. All right, guys, that's 5 minutes and we are done. Have yourself a great day. Don't forget, if you are interested in signing up for the next round of Pruning to Prosper, that is in the show notes and I would love to meet you. Take care, have a great day.